This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Canada's border is back open this week for vaccinated U.S. tourists. The move is not mutual. The U.S. is still closed to Canadians on non-essential travel. This has major economic implications for Canada. Americans are big business. Before the pandemic, more tourists from the U.S. visited Canada than any other country. And that was true in the reverse, too. Canadians were the U.S.'s top visitors. So what's that mean for our economies? Now, the Canada is open to Americans, but the U.S. is still closed to Canadians. Marketplace's Carolyn Champlin has more on that.
More than a quarter of tourists to the U.S. used to come from Canada. Roger Dow would see them every winter in Florida.
I can tell when the Canadians are in town because all the condo lights light up.
Dow is CEO of the U.S. Travel Association, and now that Canada's border is open, he says the U.S. should return the favor. Because if not, Dow says, Canadians may choose other destinations.
Travel is like water. It will go to the place where it's easiest to go to, and if there's a block, it will go somewhere else.
Besides snowbird locations, U.S. border towns depend on Canadians, from Washington State to Maine. University of Central Florida hospitality professor Alan File says once the border opens, Canadians will come back.
It's easy to get here. They've got so many family connections. It's such an ingrained relationship that it's still going to be there.
U.S. border restrictions are set to expire later this month. File says Canada's reopening does put pressure on the U.S. not to extend those. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.